This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So today, Russia launched an attack against Ukraine, conducting strikes on military infrastructure and cities.
So just as a recap, this is a follow-on, right, to yesterday's peacekeeping troops that were rolled into the country in two separatist regions. So it's you know, day by day, we're seeing this story moving along. And in a surprise televised statement, Vladimir Putin said that Russia will conduct a military operation in Donbas and also called on Ukraine's military to lay down its weapons, saying that this action comes in response to threats coming from Ukraine and that Russia does not actually have a goal to occupy the country, which I think, broadly speaking, is the one thing that everyone is in agreement on. I don't think Russia aims to occupy Ukraine. Instead, the goals may lie elsewhere. He also warned other countries that any attempt to interfere with this Russian action would lead to, and I quote, consequences they have never seen. After the announcement, various things were reported in Kiev: gunfire, loud explosions, blasts.
So what we've heard so far from Ukraine's UN envoy has urged the UN Security Council to stop the war. Meanwhile, there's been a tweet from Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, who says that Russia has launched a full-scale invasion on Ukraine and tweeted, "This is a war of aggression. Ukraine will defend itself and will win. The world can and must stop Putin. The time to act is now." Meanwhile, Russia has denied attacking Ukrainian cities and is targeting Ukrainian military infrastructure with precision weapons. And the defense ministry from Russia has said that it attacked military infrastructure and degraded Ukraine's air defenses. I think differing reports coming from the two parties currently involved. Needless to say, I think almost universal condemnation from the international community. U.S. President Joe Biden, for instance, has denounced the attack on Ukraine as being unprovoked and unjustified. He also said, and I'm quoting here, that the world will hold Russia accountable.
Now, what that looks like is still up for debate, right? Because at the moment, we are hearing of various world leaders, as you say, condemnation, but also more talks of sanctions. And this is something that we've seen levied against Russia for a very long time. This current action happened while they were, in fact, under sanctions. The countries, however, are saying that this is going to be the strictest, most massive, most targeted sanctions that they've ever used. So we'll see what that looks like. There was also an emergency convening of the UN Security Council to discuss this, in which we saw basically a call to please try to consider peace, but at the same time, a sense also, I think, of not helplessness, but a sense of the train has left the station. I think that was, broadly speaking, the feeling that was coming through from that. So, yeah, I mean, these are, to say the least, really worrying times. There are concerns of an all-out war.
Yes, and it is a developing situation. And so, of course, as and when we hear more and know more, you will hear it from us. It's worth saying that despite all of the talks of sanctions from various members of the international community, there hasn't really been any pulling back on Russia's part. And I think, meanwhile, as the quote that you said earlier, Lynn, indicates, the rhetoric from Russia is instead ramping up almost. So we will be speaking about this very shortly with Munira Mustafa, who is with the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy in Washington, D.C. But we'd like to hear from you. Are you worried about this? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:11. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're talking about the latest developments in Ukraine, where Russia has launched an attack. They're conducting strikes on military infrastructure as well as cities, it's being reported. We would like to hear from you. Are you following this? Are you worried? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us to help us understand the situation is Munira Mustafa from the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy in Washington, D.C. Munira, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with, what do you make of these attacks on Ukrainian soil, particularly in terms of where they're being directed?
Right. So some reports are claiming that that these attacks were launched from near Belgorod, which is that in southern part of Russia, and it borders with Ukraine, as a continuing buildup of armor and support vehicles in two regions, around the Russian city of Belgorod and the town of Aluki. They have been shelling, I think they've started shelling some parts of Ukraine sometime earlier today.
And do we know how much damage has been done as yet?
At present, we can assume that there may have been several civilian structures and economic structures being destroyed by the shelling. So we can assume that there have been several civilian losses, civilian structures and economic structures being destroyed by the shelling. And I think that the message of this aggression is quite clear, that this is a message of intimidation and coercion, and it will be framed as a response to provocation initiated by the US, NATO, and the West. And we have to remember that many of these targets are not military, but they are designed to weaken the Ukrainian government and undermine the will of the population.
What might this escalation of force from Russia indicate?
So signs and indicators and warnings have pointed to the possibilities of large-scale consolidation of Russian positions situated alongside the separatist side to prevent the Ukrainian counterattacks.
I guess the big question here is, what are the larger repercussions of this, right? Do you see this becoming a full-blown war?
At the moment, I think it is still too premature to assume that this will lead to bigger war. And we need to be cautious about what do we mean by bigger war, because I've seen some reactive assessment online thinking that this might lead to a World War III kind of event. I don't think so. That would require a certain kind of linchpin. At the moment, I think it's still quite very focused. The conflict is very focused between the tensions between Russia and Ukraine at the moment. And what Russia is trying to do is that they're going to say that they're moving in into these areas as a kind to provide support and defense for the people of Donetsk and Luhansk, which they have just granted independence a couple of days ago.
Now, the Ukrainian foreign minister has said that Ukraine will respond to these attacks. What military capacity do they have, especially in comparison to Russia?
What happened is that Russia has been building up its troops for the past few months, I think way longer than that. And in contrast, Ukraine has been building up its own forces and also conscripting and encouraging their own civilian population to join as well. But I think we shouldn't forget that it's not just the military aspect that we should be concerned about. We will have to expect an increase in cyber attacks against the Ukrainian government as well, in the form of disinformation, misinformation. This is all engineered to propel the popular support, because Russia knows that this is what they have an advantage of in terms of popular support around the world, because their strength is quite focused on the in the information warfare. A couple of days ago, there have been considered attacks against the Ukrainian government websites, banks, and media. And there have been several deception operations and tsunami of disinformation, particularly on social media.
So in response to this, we've seen an emergency convening of the UN Security Council, condemnation from the international community. Do you see this having any effect on what has been happening and what will happen next?
I think that will be a complicated question, given that Russia's position in the United Nations. Various countries have already threatened Russia with even more sanctions, for instance. And at this point, I think it's a bit too late for any sanctions to actually take any meaningful effect, because it's just the timing and everything. We're just in too deep now.
It is briefly, I think, worth looking at the fact that Russia holds veto power in the UN Security Council. How will this factor into the situation?
I think there will be some strong pushbacks, especially from the Western Western side of things. But unfortunately, I'm not getting the sense of a strong unification from the members of the European Union at the same time, because part of it is because a couple of the countries like France, etc., they're quite there are reasons for their ambivalence, because they I think they're not strong enough to given that Russia is the one of the major providers for the gas and energy, and that has caused a lot of complexities as well in terms of the latest Nord Stream deals as well, which has fallen through as a result of this conflict.
So I mentioned international condemnation earlier, but I was also curious whether or not we're going to see any allies or support for Russia in this move.
That will be the bleak picture for the Western allies, because I think Russia has been quite adept at garnering the popular support, and popular support is always the key to provide the strategic depth. So in that sense, I think that the US, the European Union, UK, will have so what happens is that I think they will need to reconsider their position on countering the information warfare, because again, as I've mentioned before, Russia has this as their strongest advantage, and they have already done so, not only just online but also offline, in terms of soft power approach and diplomacy as well.
Now, various countries have all threatened Russia with even more sanctions. The EU, for example, has said that a package of massive and targeted sanctions will be submitted for approval to its leaders, by its leaders. Now, you did mention earlier that this is likely too late. So do you see this actually having any impact? I mean, could this make a difference?
No, not really, because I think that will be, if they're going to do all these economic sanctions, that's going to hurt the ordinary public more than the actual people, which would be the Kremlin and its supporters as well. Because, I mean, the economic sanctions are just going to hurt. For instance, like Russia is the greatest producer of wheat, for instance, and that's going to give a lot of impact on bread production. So in terms of sanctions, I just think that there might be some other approaches that would be more effective than sanctions. This will just be dependent on how well can they circumvent Russia's moves in terms of other forms of policies.
Now, should there be further escalation, what fallout might we see globally, and particularly here in our region?
So the fallout might include other forms of actions while we're being distracted by this huge conflict. I mean, this conflict is that Russia will be using its mercenary group, the Wagner group, to destabilize other areas, and more importantly, they're going to be using this as a tool to subvert and undermine Western interests overseas.
What are you looking out for in terms of what might happen next?
I think that given that the strategic interests of a lot of our countries, and including Malaysia, because we have a large number of Malaysian population in Ukraine as well. And obviously their safety is of most importance to us, and along with other matters. I think that we should be more careful and more firm in our position. We should always be more, we should have a bit more blunt in our our position on any form of provocation, pushback against any form of aggression. At the same time, we need to also filter our information carefully as well and understand the bigger picture much better than just allowing our certain biasness enveloping our judgment.
Munira, thanks for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Munira Mustafa from the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy in Washington, D.C., weighing in on the latest developments where Russia has launched strikes against Ukraine. Let us know, are you following this and are you worried about this? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.